Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 21 through 26. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the freeborn woman. The son of the slave woman was born naturally, the son of the freeborn through a promise. Now this is an allegory. These women represent two covenants. One was from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. This is Hagar. Hagar represents Sinai, a mountain in Arabia. It corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery along with her children. But the Jerusalem above is freeborn, and she is our mother. Paul continues his evidence against remaining under the law, discussing what they are not hearing in a, so to speak, hidden allegory, where one situation represents two covenants, and that's a slave woman bearing a child by force versus a freeborn woman bearing children through a promise, showing that she is truly our mother of freedom's redemptive call. Paul wants the Galatians to know they can be free of slavery by the law and find true forgiveness in Christ in every situation, no matter the call. Amen? Lately, we've been watching a lot of movies about prayer. Truly, the power of prayer is so amazing. Just simply trusting what God has in store for you by your practice of His Word in a never-ending prayer that proclaims you living redeemed. This prayer has awakened a child, lacking oxygen to his brain, his lungs filled with blood, after more than 45 minutes. But by the power of prayer, where we believe in the will of God, he was awakened by a parental surrender, calling on the Holy Spirit, placing all decisions in him first. This hidden power is called his spirit of love, faith, and hope of salvation, living his will of mercy to cope, no longer blaming, forgiving all in search of his eternal hope. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our oldest, Alexandra and Alan, as we continue to pray for Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. Lord, and we pray for those that we said that we would pray for. We pray special intentions as we do each day for those who are holding in the silence of their hearts the desire to return to their church. We pray for the dying. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. And my poem comes from the study of Galatians 4, where in verses 21 through 26, I tried to do some quad poetry today with an ongoing first verse. You'll get what I mean. It's four stanzas as well. It's titled, Mother Ours, Promise Unstained. Hearing not what the law discusses, written sons to Abraham. Woman slave, woman free, covenants to freeborn slavery. Naturally born woman slave. Promise born, freeborn behave. Allegory meaning secret crave. Preserving God's promise, enslaved. Sinai Mount one became. Hagar's slavery bearing shame. Arabia Mountain claimed fame. Jerusalem present, location same. Children's slavery has remained. Above Jerusalem freeborn gain. Mother ours, promise unstained. Covenants too, facing blame. I am Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It is February 21st. I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Closing this morning with some quiet time as we turn off the music and we listen to the covenants, the Spirit of Truth, speaking of being born free and being born enslaved. We can come out of that enslavement by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, asking for forgiveness, and seeking to be forgiven in all situations. As we close today, at 7:03 in the name of Jesus. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. My good friends, John and Marie, we love you guys too. Peace be with you. Closing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Amazing time to understand your call in the name of Jesus. God bless you.